Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lake Geneva. I absolutely love Lake Geneva, and it's really the entire region. So much to do. How about a little bit of a sneak peek at what's going on in Lake Geneva as we head towards the holidays? Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, John, it's so nice to be with you.
I love this, and I love Lake Geneva. The holiday season there is super special. Let's start with Thanksgiving. What do we need to know about a Lake Geneva Thanksgiving?
Well, you know me. You know that I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
I do not at all.
You're good at eating out, though.
Yes. So if leaving the cooking to someone else is your idea of a relaxing holiday, Lake Geneva's got you covered. So there's a couple really unique places I want to tell you about, and one is the historic Baker House. So in downtown Lake Geneva, right across from the beautiful lake, you're going to see this gorgeous 1800s Italianate home mm-hmm. called the Baker House, and they are doing a Thanksgiving. But having Thanksgiving in this enchanting Victorian mansion with a fireplace in each room, sparkling crystal chandeliers in every room, it just sets a scene like none other.
Beautiful.
And so I really recommend having a really historic Thanksgiving at the Baker House. And one other unusual thing, Thanksgiving I'd love for people to consider is in Fort Atkinson, we still consider it the Lake Geneva region, but they have the amazing Fireside Theater. And they are doing a show that I love. It's A Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
But they're doing the traditional Thanksgiving buffet. But don't think this is some like, oh, grab your plate, here's a sloppy buffet. The Fireside Theater, their restaurant that serves thousands of people every week, has won numerous national accolades for the quality of their food. And I remember their pumpkin pie because I did it one year, and it was so festive because not only have you got the great dinner, the great, or breakfast, lunch, I should say, the great show, they have shops with over 100,000 items to choose from.
Whoa.
And so it's just this whole wonderful, magnificent experience where all you have to do is show up. And that's my idea of a happy Thanksgiving.
The Grand Geneva is such a gem, and there's something really cool going on there on the 23rd.
Oh my gosh. So the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa is having its 31st annual illumination ceremony. So what makes that a big deal? Well, they have it's more than 2 million lights throughout the resort. So on November 23rd, they're going to do their annual 6-week Christmas in the Country celebration. Mm-hmm. So they flip the switch on the 2 million lights. And after that, and the crowd goes nuts, it's so beautiful. And then they do a dazzling fireworks display. And then people just roam the resort. They have live music. They invite you to stroll through the gingerbread house walk. They have a gingerbread contest. Santa will be there for the kids, and they can visit. They do holiday cooking and apple cider and photos. And it's just that kind of event that's over the top.
The Lake Geneva Electric Christmas Parade is having their 50th annual. This is amazing. Tell us about the parade.
I will. It kicks off Saturday, December 6th at 5 p.m. Yours truly is the MC.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you, I do get the giggles quite a bit. Last year, so we have about 100 floats, which for a Christmas parade is a really nice-sized Christmas parade. But, you know, there's a Grinch that break dances every year in front of the judges station, and I can't help it. I love it so much. So if you want to hear me inappropriately get the giggles at this Christmas parade, but it is so much fun. And, you know, it's the marching bands and the floats, Santa comes in at the end on the fire truck. And we get, obviously, a lot of people from Chicago, but when it's over, they're like, oh my gosh, this was such a piece of Americana, we don't want to leave. It's just a great event.
It's Saturday, December 6th. Another really special thing is the world's tallest glass tree, which you guys can claim. Tell us about the glass tree.
Well, so the glass tree this year for the first time is going to be red.
Ooh.
And the backdrop is the historic Yerkes Observatory, mm-hmm. which is amazing. So you're going to see the live glass blowing. In fact, you can try your hand at it, and you can say, I helped build the world's tallest glass tree. You'll see steel sculpting, chainsaw artists. They have this really cool market. It's a massive tent where it's, you know, artisan markets. They have, you know, beer and wine bar. Mm-hmm. They have outdoor fire pits. They have music. It's just this party, but the star is creating in real time the tallest glass tree.
It's amazing. For more information, visit lakegeneva.com. Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, John.
You got it, of course. Up next, we head to the Northwoods and Rhinelander when Experience Wisconsin continues.